Hello, my name is Emily Hines, and I attend Houston City Council meetings and take notes. This week's notes are from the meeting on June 9th, 2021. First, the Mayor's Report. The Extreme Weather Ready Expo, a hurricane preparedness drive-through event, is this Saturday, June 12th from 10 to 1 at Minute Maid Park. The first 2,000 cars get a free Papa John's pizza. The Higher Houston Youth Program still has 800 jobs available for people aged 16 to 24. Visit higherhoustonyouth.org. And here are some recent vaccine numbers. 57% of Houston has had their first dose. 49.3% of Houston is fully vaccinated. 98% of Houstonians aged 60 and up have had their first dose. 88% of Houstonians aged 60 and up are fully vaccinated. And Houston's positivity rate is 4.5%. Mayor Turner said, "This weekend I'll be out at a couple of the clubs late at night, encouraging people to get vaccinated." Was he joking? I really couldn't tell, so please, please tell me if you saw him out and about. The East End Maker Hub opened recently, and everyone seems very excited about that, as well as the new aerospace campus, which Mayor Turner called a real game changer. Now, some agenda items. Agenda item 12 approved $385,218 for an employee service awards and gift program for the Human Resources Department, consisting of service award pins, an online gift program, a choose-your-own award adventure, and various other corporate nonsense awards based on years of service, which is my words and opinion, of course. Councilmember at large Sally Alcorn voted no, but there was no discussion, so I can't tell you why. The item passed. Agenda item 14 approved $40 million over the next 10 years for postage used to mail water bills and other water-related business to Houstonians. Councilmember Amy Peck of District A said she supported, but that she hopes we are trying to encourage people to use digital communication going forward to reduce this expense. Mayor Turner said, "Yes, but this is a generational thing, and many older people prefer paper notifications and check writing, and we just have to accommodate them." CM Alcorn tagged agenda items 16 and 18, which both have to do with preparing to accept COVID-19 related grants from the Federal Aviation Administration. No explanation, although there were tech difficulties which made some of the discussion indiscernible on my end. Moving on to agenda item 30, the drama of the day. Although nothing compares to the budget drama of last week, we must take what we can get. Agenda item 30 approved the extension of the freeway crash removal pilot program to December 31st, 2021. Some background. HPD developed this pilot program to have the Houston Fire Department remove crashes from the freeway to, quote, efficiently restore traffic flow, reduce calls for service, and protect the public and first responders from the risk of secondary crashes, end quote, which would then allow HPD to remotely investigate crashes, I guess using pictures? This is unclear. Anyways, in March 2020, City Council approved an agreement between the City of Houston and the Houston-Galveston Area Council, or HGAC, in which HGAC provided grant funding of $210,000, and then a pandemic began. Traffic was greatly reduced because everyone, or almost everyone, was staying home. An extension was granted back in December 2020, but the program still didn't have enough time and traffic to really evaluate the program's efficacy. So here we are today, getting another extension. No extra funding is needed. Councilmember Ed Pollard of District J expressed concerns during the first extension vote and today. He said that virtual investigations make it hard to get the story straight and decide who is at fault, which can lead to insurance companies denying liability, and then both parties have to claim the accident on their insurance, which we all know is not good. Councilmember Abby Kamen of District C reminded council that this program was requested by HFD and HPD and is basically just a study to see if it works. She also said that people involved in crashes have the right to request an officer before the wreck is cleared. They just need to say so, and it will be so. CM Pollard and Councilmember Martha Castix Tatum of District K both said that people don't know that, so we need to make sure they know that with education campaigns and having first responders tell them their rights. CM Kamen agreed with both. This item passed, with CM Pollard and CM Peck voting no. The freeway crash removal pilot program has been extended through the end of the year. The saga continues, and I'm pretty much 100% positive we're going to be hearing more about it. And finally, some councilmember pop-offs. Councilmember Tiffany Thomas of District F plugged a Tanglewild pop-up on June 17th with their local HPD division and the town hall with HPD Chief Finner on June 30th. CM Alcorn brought up the violent crime uptick at nightclubs, citing a drive-by shooting on Washington Avenue that injured 5 people the night of June 8th, only one incident of many. She asked if there were security requirements that could be put in place for a certain classification of nightclub, like metal detectors and security personnel. Mayor Turner responded that yes, they were looking into it. CM Peck plugged a $5 pet adoption weekend through BARC, and Mayor Turner chimed in that BARC handled 2,200 animals in May alone, and that was through pickups, owner surrenders, and drop-offs. He said the city does not have the capacity to handle all of these animals and that we do not want to euthanize them, so please, please adopt and foster and spay and neuter your pets. Councilmember Tarsha Jackson of District B plugged a Fifth Ward bike ride for youth justice this Saturday at 11 a.m. at Jam Park at 3705 Lyons. Food and vaccinations available. CM Pollard echoed CM Alcorn's concern about nightclub violence and asked if there could be special patrols for nightclub areas. He mentioned the Richmond Strip and some clubs on Westheimer. Mayor Turner basically just said no, that they can't divert HPD resources when they are already spread so thin. He put the responsibility on the business owners, who need to assume the responsibility of the safety of patrons and employees in their establishments. Councilmember Carlos Cisneros of District H also mentioned the new aerospace campus and the East End Makers Hub and wants to connect both with opportunities for youth. She also said that the current adopt, foster, spay, neuter efforts are good, but not enough, and that we must focus on educating the public on responsible pet ownership. Next, she spoke about the shortage of workers in the news and said she doesn't think it's all about pay and money, but also about the lack of childcare available, which is also about pay and money, in my opinion. It's all related. Councilmember Dave Martin of District E plugged an electronics recycling event in Clear Lake on June 12th. CM Castix Tatum pointed out that it costs BARC $260 to pick up and deal with one dog only, so it really adds up. Councilmember Robert Gallegos of District I praised the East End Makers Hub and then got back on the train stoppage train. He showed a video of two men having to pass their bikes under a train to get through to the other side, and mentioned some town halls he has had with Union Pacific to try to find a solution. He was really fired up about this. Mayor Turner asked the city attorney to investigate if there are legal options to pursue. And that's it. That was the meeting. I have to thank all of our Patreon supporters, of course, and we have a couple of new ones to mention this week. Thank you, Mandy Trischel and Robert Houghton. Your support is so appreciated. The Patreon is patreon.com/EmilyTakesNotes, and if you are able, we really appreciate it. You can find resources for this episode, like where to watch city council meetings and how to find your city council member, in the show notes as well. This week's episode was recorded by and has music from Joe Wozni. It is produced by Connor Clifton. That's it for this week. I am Emily Hines, and I thank you for listening.